transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Anybody glad to be here today? All right, we're finna let him know how glad we are to be here.
To God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Keeper. We thank God today for all of you that's present today. And as the song said, we're about to teach you about our presence with God from the beginning. I'm talking about as black people or Afro-American, whatever you call it, Nigerians, whatever it is that you call yourself. Well, I'm not going to judge you. We're going to take it as we've been led by the Spirit of God. Today, many of you don't like to bear witness to what the Bible teaches us about our own self. Sometimes we be ashamed to own up to certain standards that is already written in the Bible, and we're scared only because of what our colleague might say. It's not important. That ain't important. But everything in the Bible is very important. It's the stairways to heaven. And I just want to share a few things with you today from the book of Hebrews, the 7th chapter. And we're going to be talking about today, which we always deny, never mention, Melchizedek. We're going to talk about him today. He's set the pace for our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't like to say that, but I'm telling you what the book says. He set the pace, and he come and established the way, just like John the Baptist established the way for Jesus to come. See, he wasn't worthy, but he said, one that come after me was yet before me. He's worthy. So we want to set things in order today and stop trying to identify ourselves with somebody else, and let's try to identify ourselves with Jesus. From 7th chapter of Hebrew, the word says, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being interpreted king of righteousness, and after also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoil. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, according to the brethren, through though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he who descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promise. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. And as I may say, Levi also, who received his tithe, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection was by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of neither necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man have attended at the order. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which the tribe of Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise another priest, who is made not after the law of the carnal law of commandment, but after the power of the endless life. And finally, for he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And we thank you for listening to the reading of the scripture. And I want to say this, is we say it all the time. I don't know if we feel that it's important or not. Color don't make Christians. Depriving yourself of who you are, testifying that you're a sinner, and asking God to save you, make Christians. The color of my skin don't give me no inside track to God. I want to make that clear. When God made you, he made you according to his likeness and his image. And there's no lesser in Christ, but it's blessed in Jesus Christ. Melchizedek, first of all, let me give you what the Bible says about Canaan. Melchizedek from the tribe of Canaan. In the beginning, after the flood, Noah began to fix a garden, raise a crop. When he raised a crop, after he got his wine together, his whiskey or beer or whatever, he got so drunk to his grandson looked on the nakedness of him in the tent when Noah come to himself. He said, cursed be Canaan. He said, cursed Canaan. It's not Canaan children. Cursed be Canaan. If I'm cursed, that don't mean Bay's a curse. Not under the new covenant of God. We got to have the intellectual ability of God in order to do what God wants us to do. So heretofore, there never was brought up in history, the theologian never brought up where you stand or who you was. We had to figure out, we run for centuries and centuries running around trying to let somebody else tell us who we are. And God already had told us, and he made us and know all about us. He told us who we are. So what we need to do is stay with the book, the Bible. This other foolishness that we hear, we need to get rid of that. And anybody talk that foolishness, you need to get from around them. If you don't know the Bible, well, get from around them fellas. They're going to call destruction to come up on you. And if you got a liar with you, get from around him. Got somebody giving opinions, giving around them, and going with what the word say. Now, this Melchizedek here, the Bible says he's the king of Salem, that's the Jerusalem. This during the time of Abraham. Then he said, went on to say he's the priest of the Most High God. That means God had him. The true and living God was over Melchizedek. Now you say, Smith, how in the world that Canaan was cursed and then he come be the high priest and Jesus is coming after him? Well, that's God's business. That's not my business. I heard him say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The Savior of the world come out of Nazareth. And Jesus was proud where he come from. I'm proud where I come from. I don't care how you talk about me, I'm proud. I'm glad that Jesus got me covered today. And he said he was under the Most High God. He met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Do you hear that? The Canaanite tribe was the cursed tribe. They wouldn't even pray at the altar. Never, their name never come up. Nobody ever went before God and said, Lord, bless the Canaanite. Never. But God got one, a priest out of the Canaanite tribe. Don't ever think you ain't nobody. If you acknowledge God in everything you do, he gonna make you somebody. And when he make you somebody, nobody can break you down. When salvation came, it came for the Jews. The Jews rejected, Gentiles received it. And then the Jews got mad because the Gentile was being anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. That ain't no more in this world, is it?
Yes, sir.
We don't do that no more, I don't believe, huh?
Yes, sir.
I get saved, I'm a lost creature, and I get saved and you get mad at me or get jealous of me. For what? You had the same ability, the same chance I had to accept it or reject it. He said, it went on to say, of whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all his spoil. First being interpreted king of righteous. Now, king of righteousness. This is talking about Melchizedek. The king of righteousness. He was at Jerusalem during Abraham's time. And he said, and after then the king of Salem. That's Jerusalem, which is king of peace. Now, listen at this. Here's the most peaceful man in the earth. Melchizedek. Somebody ain't even talked about. Somebody don't lack. Somebody that all the tribes go against. Because somebody told them that. It ain't God that did it. Somebody else, some knucklehead told them they wasn't no good. Or they can't do this and they can't do that. God ain't had nothing to do with that. Telling them lies. And see, Abraham gave a tenth. Now look, before Abraham, under the old covenant, everybody that prayed in the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God fixed it like that. And here's another king shooting up out of nowhere. No beginning, no ending. Don't know where his mother come from, where his father come from. They don't know none of that. Nobody, all they know is he popped up a priest of the Most High God. And priest of the Most High God, he obeyed God. He obeyed the things of God. He did what God wanted us to do. He said he didn't know who his mother was, didn't know who his father was, don't know what descent he come from. He don't know when he started on life, and his life never ended. And say his priesthood continued. It ain't stopped. Jesus' priesthood ain't gonna never stop. It's eternal. We need to know that. Now we're talking about people, we're talking about Black History Time, we're talking about people of color here. These people in the Bible, we don't never talk about that because we're scared, think we're gonna offend somebody. If the Bible is written in Hebrew, what you think it is? That's the original translation. Hebrew. What you think that was? That's black writers. Moses, Abraham, all these people. But we scared to address it. And it's the truth. What are we going to do when we stand before God? And we followed up lies all our days. And when we stand before God, we got to commit ourselves to God, and God going to ask us some questions. And how are we going to lie on it? He said, now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave tithe. Now, Abraham was a great man. Great man. We even prayed in his name. We did everything in Abraham's name. He meant a multitude, many people, gonna follow Abraham. But here's the Canaanites coming up to be king and priest of the Most High God. And then when, the Bible says when he met Abraham, he paid tithes. Abraham paid tithes to him. Now, automatically, the Aaron priesthood, the Levi and the Aaron priesthood, they the ones under the law to pay tithes. But Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. Think about this, how great this man is. He's a person of color. I'm trying to get that in your cross. So you stop going around hollering about you gonna campaign to be equal with somebody else. You already been exalted by God. What more you want? Just walk in the light as he's in the light, and you're going to be what you need to be. Now, the Bible goes on to say Abraham paid tithe to him, the tenth of all his spoil. Everything he, when he beat them other nations down, he took everything he needed. Then he come, when he met Melchizedek, he gave one-tenth of everything that he had. Do you not know that when God bless us, man, I'm not a preacher of money. When God bless us, we need to pay a tenth of everything we have. And that's not for the preacher. The Bible said they paid a tenth for the peace offering, the helping of the temple. And this is what we got to do, the same thing today. Same thing today. The Bible said, giving it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Sometimes I feel like the reason we go in poverty all the time, we don't obey God's will of giving. If we obey God's will of giving, we'd never be in poverty. He's going to always bless us. What did David say? David was just a king, wasn't a preacher. I've been young, now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or God's seed beg bread. And we got to hold on to that. It said, verily, they that are of the sons of Levi who received the office of priesthood have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law. That is, and their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. God help us. It's been permitted to us, to the church, even in the New Testament, to take care of the church, to take care of the things of the church. The deacon's job is handling the affairs of the church. I like to always bring that up.
Yes, sir.
Take care of the affairs of the church. Not the pulpit, the affairs of the church. The affairs, whatever need to be done in the church, it's the deacon's responsibility to get it done. I don't have no shortcuts, that's just blunt. Whether to go outside and cut the yard, pick paper, buy some paper for the copy, or whatever it is, that's your job. See that it's done. And you don't try to have to boss nobody, just get the job done. If nobody else do it, you do it. And you're going to get blessed by God. Don't wait on nobody else to do nothing. Go do what God told you to do. And the church going to flourish and be blessed. And you're going to be blessed. The Bible tells us, but he who descend is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham. Bless him that had the promise. Abraham, God gave Abraham the promise. But here Melchizedek met him along the way. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Can you understand what I'm saying? Here's a little nobody blessing everybody. A nobody, according to man's standard, blessing everybody. They throwed me away, but I become the chief. I become the chief. They threw me away, called me nothing, no good. But I become the chief. And because I'm the chief, I don't take my authority and abuse other people. If I know much, I'm going to put out much. If I know little, I'm going to put out what I got. No cost. The Lord wants you to see and know that and understand that He wants you to be blessed. And Abraham held the promises of God. And God promised him that many are going to come after you. Many are going to come in you. Many are going to be with you. And they say, without all contradiction, the less is blessed or the better. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty. The less is blessed or the better. My God, my God. When they count you out and say you ain't nobody, and here come the President of the United States, supposed to be over you, and you bless him. You bless him. You bless him. And God going to bless you again. See, that's why he said give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. We got to take God at his word. I know sometimes we preach prosperity. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong preaching prosperity, because you ought to be able to give the first of all thine increase. You ought to give it to God. You don't need the pastor to get up and say, let's pay our tithes. Let's pay our tithes. You don't need me to do that. I call that fakeism anyway on my part. Just get up and do what you're supposed to do. You got a Bible just like I got one. Read your Bible. You know so much, read your Bible and walk in your Bible. I won't have to say nothing to you. And then God going to bless you. He ain't going to bless me for your blessing. He's going to bless you for your blessing. And we got to stay tuned in to God. We got to stay always tuned in to God. And to say men, and here men that deceived, died, received tithe, but there he receives them of whom it is witness that he liveth. God knows. The Bible tells me that the people of the Levitical tribe or Aaron priesthood tribe say they died. They dying by the day, by the week, by the year. But this Melchizedek, his ministry stretched on, didn't stop. Just like Jesus' ministry won't stop. We got to understand that. So it's forever go on. See, Jesus give us eternal life. Similitude means in a like manner. Jesus come after the similitude of Melchizedek. In a like manner, the way Melchizedek, no end, no beginning, no mother, no father. Well, here's what God wants us to see. It ain't what I do gonna make you holy. It's what you do gonna make you holy. By receiving this word, by stop denying yourself of who God made you and stand up and tell it like it is. You know, we just knew a few people in the Bible was black because that's what we was taught. Yes, that's what people want us to believe. But let me tell you, just beyond Solomon, Abraham, and Isaac, and Moses, and all them boys, they was black, but we don't mention it. We never mention it. And it's very important because that's the way God made us. And we scared, we can't talk, or we think somebody else going to come and talk against us for saying what's in the book. The Hamitic race, Egypt was the first organized country in the world. We don't talk about that. All we say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you don't come by Jesus, you can't be saved. That's natural. Everybody know that. So I need to know where I come from. I need to know why I go through what I go through. Because I have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then I'm going to be tempted at every hand. And people are going to lie on you, talk about you, steal, whatever. But you got to stand. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where Abraham backed up. Even Peter. Boisterous. Never backed up. Will fight you in a second. But he loved Jesus. And he give his life to Christ, and he followed Jesus, which was the author and finisher of his faith. And we look at it and say, why, when Melchizedek met Abraham, he was still in his father's loin. God bless us. Look, don't be with nobody that don't think like you think.
That's right.
Y'all hear what I'm saying? If you believe Christ died and this fellow here don't believe he died, skip him around him quick. You don't need him. He's trying to get you destroyed with him. Because when he denied Christ, he going to hell. The Bible tells us, see, if therefore perfection was by Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. But what further need was there for another priesthood should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Aaron was a natural priesthood, the fleshly priesthood. Melchizedek symbolized the eternal priesthood. Jesus was the eternal priesthood. Nobody else could do what the Lord did. See, under the law, see, Aaron and them was still under the law. They were still under the law, governed by the law. Alpha and I, 242, whatever it is, they was governed by the law. Even though you kept the law, if you broke one of the laws, you was guilty of breaking all the laws. We got to understand that. But when you come under Jesus' priesthood, if you're overtaken in the fault, all you got to do is acknowledge your fault and go to Jesus and he'll clean you up. If you ask him to submit yourself to him, he cleaned you up. Even in the scripture where it says leprosy come upon those that come against Jesus, those that didn't believe Jesus, leprosy, and what the priest had to do, he put you out from among the people for 7 days. You had to go out and live in the mountain, the caves, for 7 days. Then you come back to before the priest, and he's going to look at you and see whether you eligible to come back into the body of Christ. See, leprosy was a contagious disease, a very contagious disease, and that you couldn't be in the midst of the people. Don't you remember when God told Moses, say, Moses, son, put your hand in your bosom. Pull it out. He said, what? It's a white hand. Put it back in your bosom. Pull it out, Moses. It's a copper tone hand. Lord, help me, Jesus. God showing that he got all power, heaven and earth. And then he don't need no help. See, God don't need no help. We don't want to need help because we ain't walking in compliance to what the Word of God said. And we denying the stuff that God has already given us and listening to somebody else that don't know nothing. Instead of taking your Bible, going through your Bible, witnessing your Bible, what the Word say in your Bible, and they say, well, why have we got another priest? Melchizedek already here. Why are we getting another? That's Jesus. He had to come. That's the way he had to come. See, did God follow a protocol? Sometimes we get saved and we jump up and we want to run everything in 2 weeks. But you got to follow the protocol of God. It may take 10 years for me to adjust to what God say, but he going to give me a little at a time. Whatever I need to have, he going to give it to me to make it. And he get all his children the same way. Give us according to our ability. For the priesthood being changed, it had to be changed. There is made a necessity to change also of the law. See, when Jesus come, he fulfilled the law. The law wasn't important anymore. When Jesus come and people accept Jesus, they accepted the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If I never preach an Old Testament scripture no more, I'm still sealed with God. Because it's been fulfilled. It's like now they say that I see Texas putting the Ten Commandments back in the school now, like Louisiana do. What in the world are you putting the Ten Commandments? You're going back under the law. And Jesus didn't fulfill the law. What's wrong with y'all heads? Accept Christ as Lord and Savior. The Bible says if you don't come by him, you can't go nowhere. So why are you going back under the Moses law? I don't understand that. Maybe I don't have the ability to understand, but I sure don't understand that. Why you want to get back under the Moses law instead of getting under the fulfillment law of Christ Jesus, salvation? But to each his own. I'm just like Noah. I'm telling you it's going to rain. And it's going to be fire. That's all my job is to tell you it can rain and there's going to be some fire. And all those that ain't locked up in Jesus are going to do some burning, some squealing and howling. And we need to understand and know that without a shadow of a doubt. For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe, which no man gave a tenor. That's the Canaanite tribe. Save Melchizedek from a different tribe that never brought before the altar. Nobody ever talked about it. we were ashamed to talk about the Canaanite tribe. Because they say Canaan was cursed. He was. That's biblical. But they ain't got nothing to do with his tribe. They ain't got nothing to do with his tribe. I'm cursed. Babies ain't cursed. The law been fulfilled. Mercy and grace is on the scene now. The law gone. It's been put to the side. The 144,000, according to this book here that I read, they're already destined. They're already destined, 144,000. They're destined right there already. And then John said, I seen another number that no man can number. That's coming under Jesus now. Those is coming under through Christ Jesus. The number nobody can number. So if when God say you confess yourself, your heart to God and he save you, then you're going to go back with him. So they say, nobody ever give attendance to this priesthood tribe of Melchizedek. But it's evidence that our Lord sprang out of the tribe of Judah, of which Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Judah is the elect tribe that Christ come through. Even though the chosen ones, the 12 children of Israel, was the chosen one. But then God looked beyond understanding and picked out Judah as the elect one. And he brought Jesus through the elect tribe. If y'all remember, when they wanted to kill Joseph, Simeon and Judah, those two, that's the one stopped them from killing them. And they mentioned, say, let's sell them to the Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites took them to Egypt. And when they got to Egypt, Lord help me, Jesus. God started working them with Joseph. And Joseph started being the big boy, second in line of the whole land of Egypt. What God wants you to do, you can do it if you trust in him. If you just trust in him, he's going to let you do it. And how did his name get famous? Well, when he was in prison, he told the man his dream, what he dreamed. And the word got to the king. I know a little Hebrew boy, and Hebrew mean black too, y'all. I guess y'all going to throw me out after I finish this. I know a Hebrew boy can tell you whatever you dream. And then the king said, his king got mad and just upset, fire coming out of his eyes. And he said, get all the sorcerers, the soothsayers, the witchcrafters and everything, and bring them here before me. If they don't tell me what I dream, I'm going to kill them all. And then the servant said, I know a man can tell you just what he dreamed. And when he brought Joseph into the king, and he interpreted it, so that sure was what I dreamed. That was on the T. He said, now, son, say, ain't nobody else in Egypt going to be over you but me. You're going to run the whole show. Everything, you're going to run it. Because you told me what I dreamed. You got to be of God. Nobody else can do that. Only God can do that. So that's what we got to do. Stop listening to that chin music and start listening to what the book say. And we're going to prevail in this life, on this earth. And see, they never talked about Judah, the priesthood of Judah. That was God chose. He chose Jesus out of that priesthood. And they say, and it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise what? Another priest. That's Christ. Well, we had to have Christ. We had to go through that process or nobody ever be saved. That's why we had to go through him, who is made not after the law of the current commandment, but after the power of the endless life, Jesus. Jesus, not the flesh, but the spirit. Jesus Christ, not the flesh, but the spirit. And he said this, for he testified, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. I'm a priest after the order of Melchizedek. I hope that you receive something and stop denying yourself of who you are, whose you are, and what you are today. Because this is your history right here. From the Hebrew standpoint, your history. Talking about you, about us today, is our history. And we got to observe our history and let the Lord tell us who we are. And not listen at another man, because, you know, people are jealous. If you can count to 15, they can't count to but 12. They're jealous of you. And we got to come out of that situation. God don't fool with jealous people. And then you tell me, yeah, but, ain't no but. God don't fool with jealous people. He fool with people that love one another, that deny themselves to help somebody else. That's who God deal with. The meek shall inherit the earth. Just because I'm pastor, I don't need to try to throw my power around, let you know I'm pastor. I'm not Dr. Lionel Smith, and I'm the chief executive here. I don't need to do that. If you don't know me, it ain't hurting me. It ain't hurting me at all if you don't know me. I'm still going to live for Jesus. Though you don't hear me, I'm still going to live for Jesus. And God has called me to teach the word, and I'm going to give you the best of my ability and teach you what the word says. Through studying, observing, and he told me that I need to be an example of what I teach. And I pray to God every day that I'm setting an example of what we need to go by. Me first, and then you. If you receive it, then you're going to be blessed of God.
Time. Every time.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen. Can anybody relate to that tonight? I made it, yeah.
I made it
through
another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now. Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here, yes. Dark days, I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here, yes, I am. I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all,
I made it through another day's journey.
Woo.
God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need, standing right there just to see about me.
Oh, I made it, y'all.
One more day, y'all.
The Lord kept
his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no.
I made it.
And I just want y'all to know this tonight. I made it.
Well, yes, I made it.
I'm still here. And a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it. By the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning. All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did.
Yes, I made.
You made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands and hands tonight.
I'm still here,
y'all. Through it all.
I'm still here.
your hand together like this. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing keep coming my way. Yeah. Not a day go by without the Lord blessing me. And here could just witness to that. Hey, it's my time.
It's my time
to be blessed. Let me see you put your hand together all over this building. Say one more verse right there. Listen. In the winter time, he keep me warm. In the summertime, you know the Lord, he keep me cool. Every day of the year, the Lord is always near. And he keep me from all of clap your hand today.
It's my time
to be blessed. Can I get a witness?
It's my time
to just wave your hand and say,
to be blessed.
Winter, spring, fall, or summer. How many here know it's your time to be blessed? Let me see you just wave your hand. Why don't you just shake somebody's hand and say, it's my season to be blessed. If you know it, give me a hallelujah right there. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Can I get a witness here to just wave your hand in heaven and say, it's my time.
It's my time.
Let me see y'all put y'all hand together. It's my time.